I'm going to have Antonio demonstrate something called Urban Spoon, which has some interesting features.
Okay, so the way Urban Spoon works, and I'm not going to cover everything that it does, what it will do is if you're in a city that it has services in, and I know New York and Boston are on there, you will shake the phone or tap a button, it'll randomly pick a cuisine, a neighborhood, and a price range for you. And it'll list that restaurant name. You can tap into the restaurant and call it or see how many people like it based on their own users. You know, when you create an account and sign in, you can do that.
Urban Spoon.
So let me open it and go through with you.
Urban Spoon. Sign on. Button.
I'll flick to the right and see what's here.
Spoon. Button. Check in. Button. Search for restaurants. Shake. But nearby. Button. Dinner line. But browse. Button.
Okay, I'm just going to go to shake, or I'm just going to shake, see if it works.
Hit shake. Button.
Let's press the shake button.
Home. Button. Spoon. But filter. Central Square. Japanese. Dollar sign. Central Square. 396 of 836. Picker item. Adjustable.
So this is a whole list of neighborhoods, and this result is in Central Square.
Japanese. 408 of 814. Picker item. Adjustable. Dollar sign, 2 of 4. Picker item. Adjustable.
Maybe. Sounds good.
Unlocked. Button.
Now this unlocked button I'll talk about in a second, and that's the thing I discovered. But let's see
the unlock. Shake to find a restaurant. Dim. Button. Shake. Button. App. Link. Image.
All right, so it didn't give it to me, so let's see what...
Shake. Button.
All right.
Back Bay. 385 of American. $. Unlocked. Button. Cafeteria Boston. Button.
Cafeteria Boston. Now, I don't want to be in Central Square, but I like American.
American. 373 of 814.
And
picker item. Adjustable.
There are these three picker item lists that, again, lists all those categories. And following that, through voiceover, you hear three lock buttons.
Unlock. Button. Unlock. Button. Unlock. Button.
And they're just in order, the same items that as they appear before. So it's neighborhood, cuisine, and price range. I'm going to lock the second button for American.
Unlock. Button.
I just flicked left from the last one and...
Lock.
And...
Unlock. $. 2 of 4. Picker items.
Shake it again.
Back Bay. 385 of 836. American. 373 of 814.
So that's
picker
the
item.
True.
Adjustable.
Could have been random, but it's locked, so it'll...
$. Unlock. Lock. Unclear. Button. More info. Button. Back Bay. 300. Unlock. Unlock. Clear. Button.
Lair or... Say.
Capital L. I. R.
Alir. Let's say I like American and I want to go out on a sort of an extravaganza. I'm going to switch that to $4 and lock that button and just see what comes up.
$. 2 of 4. Picker
and
item.
I'll flick
adjustable.
Up and down to adjust this.
Dollar. 1 of 4. $. 4 of 4.
Lock that. Flick right 3 times.
Unlock. Unlock. Button.
Double tap it.
Lock.
Now shake.
Central Square. 396 of 836. Picker
this
item.
Like
adjustable. Unlock. Lock. Button. Salts. Button. Capital S. A. L. T. S.
Salt.
Sierra. That's essentially it. There are other things that it does that we encourage you to explore and
nearby.
Find out on your own.
You can do nearby, for example.
Yeah, you can. So if you tap on this salt, you can find
shake.
The phone number and call it. We won't, but it's here.
84%. Like, I like it. Button.
84% like it. Pretty good.
I don't. Button.
I can say, give my own opinion.
Serves. French slash $.
Serves French.
Call. 6. Meth. 798 Main Street. Cambridge, Massachusetts. 02139.
Can you get menus? Does it give you menus or no?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Can you actually search for just a specific restaurant? Say, I want to find this restaurant and get its information.
Search for restaurants. Cuisine.
Yeah. You can do that, yes.
Yeah.
I tried and not. Never gotten past this, you know, this sort of browsing thing to getting to a specific restaurant.
No, you have to double tap to edit the field and then...
I'm actually on the screen that has the listing for this restaurant and... I don't know that the search button is available from
right.
that spoon screen.
Did you use Yelp?
I find it difficult to run Yelp myself, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of browsing, and it doesn't give me what I want right away. And it's sort of a random way to just quickly find out. I don't know where I'm going to go and just shake this thing and find something random. Yelp, I use Yelp on the website a lot.
So it's not, as I understand it, it's not about, I know a restaurant, I want to see if I can find it. It's, why don't you find me this restaurant that has these qualities?
Primarily, yes, but then you can search if you know what you want.
It is particularly helpful when you're traveling in a different area. I use this a lot when I'm out of the Boston area. You know, I don't know restaurants and so forth that are in an area. I'll use it for that primarily. It's pretty harsh on reviews, I gotta say. Yeah. Most places don't get good reviews. I mean, I find it interesting. Even places I've been to that I don't think are so bad.
I think people write reviews primarily to complain.
To complain, yeah,
say
exactly.
I had a good time. Mm-hmm. You know?